可可英语的网友们，大家好！一说起球啊、扑克啊、骰子啊，大家都知道这是打算 recreate 娱乐消遣一会儿了。不过，包含这些娱乐词汇的习语，要表达的可不一定是和休闲消遣有关。一起听听被这么多休闲词汇描述的女老板能是个什么样的人吧。We always knew what our boss Amanda was thinking. Right off the bat, as soon as she walked through the door, she'd let you know what she wanted you to do. Her style was clear, direct, and open. She always puts her cards on the table. If you did something wrong or said something inappropriate, Amanda told you that you were off base.If she thought you were doing well and on the ball, she told you that too. And when she said no, she meant no. No dice. Not many people argued with her and won, but I think she really enjoyed people who would stand up to her and give their own opinions. I think she secretly got a kick out of it.Amanda 是一个行事风格 clear, direct, and open, 清晰、直接、公开的老板。每一次 right off the bat, 这个和球拍有关的习语呢，意思相当于 immediately, without delay, 立刻、马上、毫不耽误的。每次呢，当他走进门，就立刻告诉你他需要你做什么。的确是一个总是put her cards on the table 的人，把自己的牌放在桌子上让别人看，也就是毫不隐瞒，清楚地解释情况的意思。再比如 ,let me put my cards on the table. Either we sell more, or we'll have to close the business. 让我把话说明白了吧，要么我们多卖一些货，要么我们关门大吉。做错了事情， Amanda 会告诉你你Off base, base 有棒球比赛的球垒的意思。Off base 没有跑到垒上，也就是 not correct, 不正确之意。再比如 ，You are off base with that answer. Try again. 你的答案是错误的，再做一次。做错了要指出，相反，如果做得好 ，on the ball, 他也会提出表扬。On the ball, 勤奋的，有见识的。比如 ,Sophie is an excellent manager. She really knows how to organize things and get things done. She is really on the ball. Sophie 是个出色的经理，她知道如何组织和实施，她真是太能干了。接下来如果 Amanda 说不行的事儿，那就是不行了。No dice, dice, 骰子 ,no dice,不给你扔骰子得出别的结论的机会，所以 no dice just mean no. 例如 Tom wanted the party to be at my apartment, but I said no dice. Tom 希望在我的公寓开 party, 但是我坚决不同意。除了以上所说的种种特点之外， Amanda 还有一个宝贵的特点，希望每个人都不仅仅是应声虫，而是能够表达自己的观点，并且 she secretly got a kick out of it. 私底下她是 kick out of it. 这个短语意思相当于 enjoy something a lot, like something a lot, 非常喜欢的意思。再比如 I really get a kick out of Lisa's jokes. She always makes me laugh. 我太喜欢 Lisa 的笑话了，她总能让我发笑。Okay, our goodbye question. If you are on the ball, do you do things well? See you next time.